Blog Talk Radio.
Some men say the earth is round and some men say it is flat. But if it is round, can a command of the parliament make it flat? And if it is flat, could the king order it to be round? These are the words used by St. Thomas More in defense of himself, representing himself in his own trial for high treason, in which he was accused, of course, of refusing to acknowledge that the king was the head of the church on earth. We all know the outcome. The government separated his head from the rest of his body. But when he was making this argument to the jury, he was, of course, appealing not only to their common sense. Of course the parliament couldn't make a round earth flat. And of course the king couldn't make a flat earth round. He was also appealing to their understanding of the natural law, of the order in things, of the way a divine creature or a force of nature, whether you are religious or secular, created things, and of our need to pursue happiness by complying with the law of nature. He knew what Aristotle and Augustine and Aquinas had written. He could almost anticipate what Locke and Jefferson would write. And Locke, of course, would repeat this, and Jefferson would repeat this as well, that we have natural rights, that they come from our humanity, that they don't come from the government. At least those were the arguments that were made by these wonderful people who advanced this argument of the natural law. When we were a colony, when we were colonies, and the king and the parliament had wanted to raise money, they had ingenious ways of doing so. One of the most offensive was the Stamp Act. Parliament enacted a law that required every piece of paper in your home, every book, every pamphlet, every legal document, even a poster you were going to nail to a tree, have the king's image on it. You think it's rough going to the post office today? You had to go to a foreign post office and buy an image of the king. Question: how did the king and the parliament, 3,000 miles away, know if you had in your home the king's image and every piece of paper? Answer: parliament enacted an abomination called the Townshend Acts, which authorized British soldiers to write their own search warrants. So a British soldier would show up at your house and knock on the door and hand you a piece of paper in which he had authorized himself to come in, ostensibly to look for the stamps. But of course, while there, they might help themselves to food, to alcohol, to furniture. They might even help themselves to the house, which is why we have the Third Amendment, which prohibits quartering troops in a private home against the wishes of the owner. The Stamp Act was really the last straw. It was the only one of the oppressive acts that Parliament actually repealed in an effort to quell the colonists from their rebellious ways. We fought a revolution. We won the revolution. We wrote a constitution. In 1787, they had a great debate, and the debate went back to what Moore said at his trial and what Locke had written and what Aristotle, Augustine, and Aquinas had written. Where do our liberties come from? Do they come from our humanity, or do they come from the government? Hamilton and the big government people at Philadelphia in 1787 said there can be no freedom without government. Government protects freedom, and government knows when to restrict it and when to expand it. And as long as the government is subject to the will of the people, as long as the majority rules, freedom will be safe. Jefferson, who wasn't there but argued through Madison, and Madison directly argued that this was nonsense, that our freedom comes from our humanity, that our right to think as we wish, to say what we think, to publish what we say, to worship or not to worship, our right to defend ourselves, our right to keep and bear arms, our right to life, to liberty, to the pursuit of happiness, our right to be left alone. After the right to life, that's my favorite, the right to be left alone, that these rights come from our humanity.
All right, everybody, it's Monday night. That means it's time for the Constitution Hour. I'll be your host, Ron Golden. I don't know where to start. Been a slow news week. Not much going on over the weekend. Not much on the 3-day break, you know, Fridays when they break all the big news and then kind of let it ease across the weekend, kind of let it, you know, smooth out a little bit. Just thought I'd play that old blast from the past, Judge Napolitano talking about our natural rights. And, you know, I think Hamilton was right that there is no freedom without government. I mean, let's face it. How could you possibly have freedom without the government that we have? My God, it's their job to keep us safe, right? And what a great job they're doing. Fabulous job. And I listened to the plethora of different talking heads over the weekend and today at work. And I know everyone is singing the praises of Mr. Snowden. I'm not convinced yet. Seems like a good kid from the interview that I watched. But there's a lot of things that remain unconfirmed as far as I'm aware. Has anyone actually confirmed that he actually works for the NSA? Or the CIA? Has that even been confirmed? Do we have any actual verification that this individual is who he claims to be? Think about that for a minute. Now, I'm certainly not surprised at the supposed revelations that have come out regarding all the things your government is doing to keep you safe. Not surprised to see the appearance. It's very important, folks. Well, actually, Bill, the claim was that he worked for the CIA and was stationed in Geneva, Switzerland before he went to Holland and Booz or whatever the company is. But, you know, this is also the claim of John Perkins in the Confessions of an Economic Hitman. So, there's still, I'm sorry, a lot of a lot left to be desired in this whole thing. And, you know, I've kind of, I don't know, reworked my protest plan. You know, the one where everyone goes out and buys two or three pressure cookers and indiscriminately leaves them somewhere in a public place, preferably at the steps of some federal building. I want to encourage all of my listeners and everyone on Patriot Families and anybody else that I can find that from now on, anytime you have any kind of communications, whether it be via the telephone, the cell phone, the internet, email, blogs, this radio station, bomb, nuclear, sniper, president, we should include specific words into every one of our communications. And I think those words should be, you know, bomb, president, White House, Washington, sniper, diesel fuel, ammonium nitrate, fertilizer, C4, explosives, ricin, anthrax, nuclear, Iran, terrorist. I mean, you know, let's think about the implications of that. And you know, and I say this tongue in cheek, but you think about the implications of the number of people that are in communications on a daily basis in the United States, and the number of communications that are being intercepted all of them. They're all being data mined. Can you imagine the absolute whirlwind? You would melt down that system. If in every communication that you had, you used as many of the buzzwords as possible. Jihad, Allah, bomb, anthrax. Yes, of course. This is the kind of thing, you see, it doesn't take a freaking armed rebellion. When we look at how ridiculous we have become, think about it. Like I said, only half tongue-in-cheek, because this would present an enormous problem logistically for those who want to gather information. Hell, use Tea Party, Rally, Bomb, Washington, AR-15, ammunition. But you get the idea. How long do you think before it would be an absolute fiasco? It would be akin, I present to you, to watching an episode of Laurel and Hardy or Car 54. You guys are old enough, you know what I'm talking about. When your government gets so damned ridiculous that they're mining your communications for specific words, I say we should be just as damned ridiculous and use as many of those key words as we can find out they're looking for. And do you recall, does anyone here recall Sean Hannity back in the 2008 election when the MIAC report came out? He dismissed it. And anytime anyone said anything about our actions as a country, the actions of our government. Remember the whole debate over waterboarding? Is it torture? Let me waterboard you and you'll find out real fast. I guarantee you that you will think it's torture, because it is. But do you recall all these conversations? Seeing everything's hunky-dory when they wrongfully believe that their side is in control. Because, of course, their side, my guy, would never do anything that's immoral. My guys don't do that. It's the other guys that do that really bad stuff. My guys are the good guys. See? And now that the bad guys are in there, look at all these bad things they're doing. The only problem is, these things didn't just begin yesterday or in 2008. These things have been ongoing. This is an apparatus. It is a machine. It has been planned. It has been carefully groomed. And that's another thing. For all the naysayers out there, right? Because you remember, after every big event, you remember Oklahoma City, You remember Waco. You remember Ruby Ridge. You remember 9/11. You remember the 93 Trade Center bombings, right? Everyone always has the same response. There's no way the government could be involved because that would be a conspiracy, right? And there is no way that they could keep such a huge conspiracy secret. I mean, it would be impossible to keep it a secret, wouldn't it? Would it? I mean, seriously, do you think that Booz Allen is the only damned company out there that has analysts that are doing this kind of job for the NSA and the government? If you do, you are sadly mistaken. You are talking about a data collection system that employs millions of people. How many whistleblowers do you know of? You see the point, ladies and gentlemen? Do you really see it? I often wonder if people truly grasp the nature of the beast that you're fighting, or that you think you're fighting, that you want to fight. So for me, the jury is still out on this guy for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, everybody and their brother is rushing to call the man a hero. When everybody is pushing for something, I look at the other direction. I really do. And I question everything because, quite honestly, A, do you know who the guy is? B, do you know he did or does or was doing what he says he was doing? C, is he in Hong Kong? Obviously, the young man giving an interview to a reporter is a real human being. I don't believe that he's some CGI, some computer-generated image. But at the same time, how do I know that what he's telling us is true? How do you know? How does the media know? Has anyone verified this guy? Is it even possible to verify the guy? I have a lot of questions. I'm not ready to jump up and down and do cartwheels. And quite frankly, I think this is taking the focus off of what might be the best chance that we've had in this country since 1913 of getting this damn tax system demolished, destroyed and thrown in the scrap heap of history where it rightfully belongs. Now, what comes out of that destruction, what arises from the ashes of that, is infinitely important, not to the survival of our government as we know it, but to the future of everyone listening to my voice and their children and their children's children. Because you see, this is the biggest problem that I have with this whole sordid mess. Aside from the fact that they're directly messing with me, they are stealing from me. And take it from somebody who used to be a thief. I can't stand a damn thief. Because a thief has no morals, no scruples. There is nothing a thief won't do. There is no line that can't be crossed. And what they are doing is stealing from you your future. And they're stealing it from you today. And you're going to pay for it in the future. This is why I tell people frequently that today's problems are yesterday's solutions. It is the truth. Now, we like to listen to arguments about Social Security. That's one of the things that I like to argue about. Social Security is nothing more than a transfer payment. What I mean by transfer payment is they're transferring money out of my account into some other account and then transferring it to some other individual eventually. Do you know that the current level of transfer payments in our country is 6.5% of our gross domestic product? In fact, the amount of payroll taxes collected in the United States of America outstrips our defense budget, you know, the one that the Democrats always like to bitch about. That's right. It outstrips our damned defense budget. Of course, let's be honest, our defense budget isn't all it's cracked up to be, is it? I mean, there's what's on the books on paper, and then there's, you know, $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon that nobody knows where that went to. Well, that's off budget, guys. Then there's the $5,000 toilet seat, the $2,000 hammer. You get the idea. That's why Ron Paul made the correct statement, all funds are fungible. All the money coming into the government is money coming into the government. And whether that particular dollar bill that floats in the front door is specifically allocated to some program or another is inconsequential. Because for every dollar that floats in the door, it frees up another dollar somewhere else to be allocated in secret. And this is exactly what our problem is. We talk about government transparency. It is a damned joke. And Rod, you are exactly correct. It is what it is, and it is too late to stop it. It's gone on too long. We have crossed our Rubicon, and it is going to cause us to fail. Period. End of story. And that failure is not going to be pretty. And that's why government is pushing so hard to get a handle on every single thing and every single person. They want to know it all, 24/7, 365 days a year. They want to know it all. Any of you guys ever watch the television show Person of Interest? Anybody? I think it's a CBS show, but I'm not sure. Anybody out there watch that show, Person of Interest? Okay, the computer system that the guy has created, that's what you're talking about. That's what we're looking at. Only more intricate. It's actually a pretty interesting show, and I don't want to digress too much about the programming, but it's a television show where this guy, he's a computer genius, and he's created a computer and a program, and this computer integrates all of the surveillance, everything in the United States. Cell phones, street cameras, video cameras from banks and hotels and every single electronic device known to man in New York City and uses it to predict terrorist acts. But as a side benefit or a side feature, it puts out these random numbers, or so they thought they were random numbers, and Mr. Finch, the guy that created it, realized they were people's Social Security numbers. And when he started looking at their Social Security numbers, all these numbers that would pop up, the machine would just give him a Social Security number. And he would go look into it, and the person will have been killed in some way or another, murdered, dead. And so he's trying to save them. So he hires this ex-spook CIA guy, and the two of them, together with a dirty cop and a good detective, are trying to save New York City and all these people whose numbers come up. Ladies and gentlemen, where do you think they get the ideas for these programs? Where do you think these writers get the ideas to write these scripts? Reality. If these movie and TV producers can dream it up, if these theme writers and script writers can dream it up, do you not think that we're already doing it? Anybody remember the movie with Mel Gibson, Conspiracy? Right? Where he was crazy and they were using mind control on him and he was supposed to be an assassin. They talked about the MK Ultra program. For God's sakes, that's a real program. Decades old, but it was still a real program. And that's exactly what it was. Mind control. And it's exactly what the government was trying to do, is build assassins. It's the same thing with the Bourne Identity, the movie, the Bourne series. It's the exact same scenario. This is not make-believe, ladies and gentlemen. I've been called crazy for I can't tell you how many years. And no, I don't get the National Enquirer and whatever daily rags they put at the newsstand and read secret code in the headline stories. No. But I am at least reasonably smart enough to read between the lines, and I try to read as much as I can and as much information from as many sources as I can. So in that respect, you know, it's really pretty damned accurate, the depictions in some of these movies. The only difference is they're the movies. They're movies. They're pretend. This is reality. This is your government. This is what you're paying for. Why you continue to pay for it is beyond me. It escapes me. The only reason I can believe that you continue to pay for your own demise is fear. You know, I talk about using bomb, nuke, explosion, jihad, tea party in your communications. Only half jokingly. Imagine if the people that are getting stripped of their property refused. Imagine if these people rejected government's advances for intercourse, for fornication. Imagine if they just said, no, thank you. Go away, creep. That's truly what needs to happen, and that's the only way that the people will begin to rein in what's going on. Because I can tell you right now, let's think about this logically. Okay? Everyone is demanding that Congress do something, right? Yeah, I mean, isn't that what everyone's waiting for? Isn't that what everyone is waiting for, is for Congress to fix this? Don't we want some heads to roll? We want some people fired. We might even want to see somebody trotted up in front of the gulags and up to the gallows and executed for treason. By God, that'll teach them. Think about what you're asking for there. Is that any different than bailing out the banks and saying the only way we can get ourselves out of this recession is to spend more money, to borrow more money? The way we get out of debt is to borrow more?
the way we get out of government corruption is to get the government to fix it, right? Seriously? They're not going to fix a damn thing. And if you think they are, you're living in a pipe dream. An absolute pipe dream.
Oh, the judges have been crooked forever. Look, and I'm going to find the Supreme Court cases. I don't remember it. I've got it in my notes, and I have a few notes floating around. But I'm going to do some searching, and I'm going to find it. There was a Supreme Court case when the Supreme Court ruled that levying taxes on the wages or salary of a judge was not a violation of the Constitution. That was game, set, and match. Because there were a group of federal and district court judges that went forth and said, wait a minute, the Constitution says clearly in Article 3 that judges will be appointed for life and that their salaries shall not be diminished. Now, evidently, the Supreme Court has a different understanding of the word diminished than I do. Because the damn judges' salaries are diminished. And once you allow an agency representing the collection arm of the federal corporation known as the United States have sway over a judge, well, then can you honestly trust the judgment of that individual? There are the rare exceptions. Rare, like Judge Napolitano. You reckon anybody's ever asked the judge why he retired from being a federal judge? Anybody know? Anybody bother to ask? And I see I have Miss Linda Sills on the line, so I'm going to bring her up. Miss Linda, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How's it going?
Oh, just wow. Peachy. Pun intended, because I am in Georgia, so, you know, we got peaches down here, don't you know?
So, I'm just wondering which part of the Patriot Act and all of this, you know, what that has been coming down the pike for over 100 years, would the founders approve of? Which part of
it? Hey, now wait, hold on now. I'm going to take some time, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to find clips of Hannity praising the Patriot Act and why it was necessary. These people are the biggest effing hypocrites, and
well,
their memories are shorter than their sexual organs.
I knew that was coming. Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, so what I see is all of these people, they're actually taking surveys on whether this guy is a hero or a traitor, and then they're also taking surveys of the masses of general public out there, you know, whether this is a great idea with this data mining. And these morons, apparently, I don't know who's doing the surveys, are literally saying, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, and the other thing is, well, if it keeps us safe from terrorism, my head's about to explode. Are these people nuts? And
well, let's take a look at that. Does it keep us safe from terrorism? I mean, this has been going on. Well, it's been going on since shortly after 2001, 9/11, right? I mean, this is, we're implementing, by God, the 9/11 Commission's ideas.
And what happened to the Boston bombing people? I guess their buzzwords aren't strong enough, huh? Only people
Right. You know, it didn't stop the Boston bombing, and that's pretty lame in and of itself. It didn't stop the bombing in New York. The only thing that stopped the bombing in New York with all the propane tanks is because the shit didn't work right, because the guy's a dipshit.
Right.
Like the majority of these guys that are Al-Qaeda wannabes, because there is no flippin' Al-Qaeda. It doesn't exist. Listen to Michael Schur, the guy who was the head of the bin Laden unit. He will tell you there is no such thing as Al-Qaeda. It was created by our government. My God, can people get that in their minds? That doesn't mean that there aren't idiot Muslims out there who are fanatical and hell-bent on killing people. There are. Guess what? There are fanatical Christians, rednecks, blacks, whites, Chinese. I mean, you know, there is not an ethnicity on this planet that doesn't have their share of radical idiots. Not trying to excuse Islam by any inkling. Don't get me wrong. And knowing all of that and having this huge apparatus allegedly in place within our government, we are sending money to these countries and paying their terrorists to immigrate into our country.
I know. It's nuts.
It's not even nuts. Doesn't even qualify.
It doesn't even go to that level.
It does not even qualify as nuts, because you've got to have some sense of right and wrong. You've got to have some intelligence and common sense in order to be nuts. These people are way beyond that.
And people are still continuing to pay for their own demise in so many levels. When we're funding these clowns and the system that's in place. And where do you think your taxpayer dollars go to?
There has got to be
hundred thousand employees of NSA, and it's unbelievable. And every alphabet soup agency out there, and we just keep funneling it to them. And the Congress, the baboons, they love all this because they know that that's where their power is, or else somebody's hanging one hell of a caliphate sword over their heads. I don't know which is which, but this is, are we waiting for Kristallnacht here? Or are these idiots, that walk around here like zombies, waiting for someone to sew a damn yellow star on their sleeves? Is that what they're waiting for? How stupid can you be? How dumb can you be?
Doc put up a thing, we should just put a little bacon fat in the water everywhere, like fluoride Muslims would run like cockroaches. Again, there are things we can do, okay? And I'm dead serious. I am dead serious. You hear all the you think I'm kidding. I talked about this before when they were talking about the frickin' mosque in New York, the Ground Zero mosque. And I said, all you have to do, if you think I'm fooling you for a minute, if people would just employ it, use your head. You don't have to go out there and, protest, rah, 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 and fight. Somebody draft up some documents. Go down to the local courthouse and tell them, I want to file these. I found them in my grandfather's attic or something, right, that shows that back in 1785, that lot was a frickin' pig farm. That'll be the end of it. That would be the end of them wanting to build a mosque on that ground. Because it would be desecrated. Okay? Just like using, and Doc, you were kind of late coming in. I'm encouraging everyone, in any communications that you have, whatever the means, unless it's just face-to-face verbal communications with a customer or a client, a patient, but if you're on the telephone calling in a prescription, if you're writing an email to a colleague or a friend, right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Patriot Family website, anytime you use any means of electronic communications, you need to make sure that you utilize some key words. Ricin, anthrax, bomb, sniper, president, White House explosion, nuclear, smuggle, jihad, Tea Party, rebel, revolution, constitution. I'm dead serious.
It's the same thing. They will beat themselves to death.
Okay, this is the same overwhelming the system that the other idiots want to try and use. Hey,
yeah.
It works. And they've got such a stupid apparatus in place that it's easily thwarted. It's easily overwhelmed. You've got one single guy that claims to have worked for this company, Booz Allen, right, that could upset the entire apple cart. One man, are you kidding me?
Wow.
I'm sorry, but my jury is still out on this whole deal. God bless him. If
wow.
It's true, if he is who he says he is, God bless him. The timing sucks. I'll say that. The timing sucks. But, like
yep.
I said, you know, and Oz, that's exactly, there's no need for bloodshed unless it's killing pigs, you know. The chemtrails. Can you imagine if people started spreading the rumor that in the chemtrails they're using ionized pig blood?
Oh, wow. They'd put an end to that real fast, wouldn't they?
Well, I mean, come on. Let's be smart about this.
You're right.
Let's get some articles going.
It's raining pig blood. The government is using ionized pig blood in the chemtrails because, I don't know, it helps cluster the aluminum oxide in the spray and helps it linger longer in the air, and it's raining down pig blood across the entire continent of the United States. My God, these people would freak out.
Yep.
The Muslims
would be in
a freaking Jewish bath somewhere. You know, just a Greek bath. They'd be in Rahm Emanuel's Boys Club up in Chicago trying to wash it off of them. And it's only half damned humor because it will work. I'm telling you. Remember what the scripture said? To be wise as a serpent and meek as a dove. We don't have to shoot anyone. We don't have to harm anyone physically. All we got to do is start some crazy ass rumors. Exactly. I mean, guys, this, we laugh, but I'm telling you, this would work. This will work. It will cause dissension in the ranks, if you will. It will cause distress among the Muslims. I know it's true, Oz. That's why I said it. All these people getting their panties in a wad and going all nuts over this mosque, and I get all the reasoning. But there's a smarter way to do it than what they were going about trying to stop them. I mean, you know, I used to half-heartedly joke about loading up some crop dusters and cruising Mecca during the Ramadan. I'm talking about a 747 tanker crop duster, by God. I'm talking about some real chemtrails. Well, I mean, what would they do? Oh, no, I'm talking some pig blood, enough to paint everybody red. Millions of them out there around their damn little black stone dripping with pig's blood. They'd rip themselves apart. And how ignorant is that? I don't know. I just, you know. Yeah, I mean, just damn it. We can be smarter than they are. Can't we? Can we not be smarter than our enemy? It's like guerrilla warfare, but we don't need firearms. We don't need bullets. All we need is what we already have. The internet, electronic communications. We can start all kinds of crazy rumors and just stupid, crazy stuff. No,
okay,
well,
I
you know, Oz, you make sure that you include a few pig ears and snouts and tails in the spray so that they, you know, indiscriminately drop around the site, and they'll figure it out pretty quickly. I'm telling you guys, no leaflets, because it's all internet communications. And go into every jihadi website you can find and put links to the stories. I'm telling you, this will work. It's just a matter of being smarter than they are. And that's not very difficult. And it'll work against the government as well. And there's no bloodshed required for people to just simply say, no, you're not taking any of my money. No, I'm not filing a tax return. Screw you. That's all it takes.
I know. How do you convince this? I mean, you can't even convince people that their liberties
because
are gone.
Because they're cowards.
Wow.
They're afraid of what they would lose instead of what they've lost, because they don't know they've lost it because they've never had it.
Yep. Unbelievable. That's the sad part.
But now that someone's telling them you're going to lose your freedoms, they're paying attention to a few things.
But they've already
lost those freedoms. My God, if they just stop and think about it. It's sad.
Yeah.
Blackjack Pershing. Yeah, Doc just put in there General Pershing in the Philippines and the Muslim extremists. Yep. Absolutely. And I know it would work, guys, and this is not, I mean, it's not difficult. There are things that we can do that don't require, you know, Custer's last stand, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And it's time
we
start doing them.
So do we recruit all the 9-12ers and everybody else that we hang out with
to do the same thing? We have to. If I could find a way to secretly get in touch with Glenn Beck, I would
make sure.
Because, you know, Glenn, I mean, seriously. But you couldn't let on that it was a ruse.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be believable. At least a little bit. Just a small, if there's a sliver of authenticity in it anywhere, man, the internet will flip and run with it, I'm telling you.
That's true. Wow.
If I could get a hold of some folks, and Bill may know some folks, if we can get a hold of some folks that are inside the military and get something just facetiously typed up on, you know, I mean, my God, we could, this dog will hunt, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Because obviously, the current methodology ain't working out so well for us, is it?
No. And when you talk about waiting for Congress to do something, oh my God! I mean, for how many? Over 200 years? How's that working for us? Not at all.
How long have I been saying that? If you think voting is the way to fix it, then you know you're part of the damn problem, guys.
Yep. And that, can you imagine the amount of energy that's wasted by all these groups on this? This right and left paradigm, I mean, my God, I it's unbelievable. And I can see your frustration, because you've been onto this for a lot longer than I have. I mean, I am so It's exhausting. It really is. Mentally and physically exhausting.
Oz put up there, voting is one also. I'm not discounting voting entirely. But I'm here to tell you, having been involved at a very intimate level, locally and in the state party, trying to vote your way out of this is like standing in a 5-gallon bucket and trying to lift it up to bail the water out of the frickin' sinking ship. It's too little, too late. You ain't got a prayer. You're not a snowball's chance in hell. Because those forces that are working against you have been playing the voting game for so long, they own it outright.
Yes.
Yes, there are a few good ones that slip through, but only a few.
Not enough.
Limited. Very, so very limited. You know, Ron Paul has been in Congress for decades. And
yes.
What was his reputation? Crazy Uncle Ron. Really? Well, you know, I heard Jenny Beth Martin today on Glenn Beck's program, on Mike Church's program, admit that, son of a bitch, Ron Paul was right all along. That's the first time I've heard that lady admit the truth.
Wow.
But as far as I'm concerned, she didn't go far enough, because she needs to look back at all of the people that she alienated from the quote-unquote Tea Party because the truth offended them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm indignant right now. I am absolutely angry, because now I see all these people running around going, the sky is falling, the sky is falling.
Yep.
And I'm going, you know, I've been trying to tell you guys about this for almost a damn decade now. Suddenly, the sky is falling.
Yep.
No kidding. You're not in Kansas anymore. Welcome to the club.
Yep.
Now,
roll up your sleeves.
You got work to do. That's the way I see it. You know,
wow.
All these Johnny-come-lately, sunshine jackwads. God, I can't say what I want to say. It just kills me. Rod, I hope you're sending an email bomb to the White House from the Tea Party.
Oh, God, that's
with
funny.
With some ricin attached to it. You know, we've got that new electronic ricin. You can send it right through your email. When they open it, there's a picture of the Constitution. It's like poison.
That's funny.
They'll have to call in a hazmat team to remove it.
Yep.
I'm just disgusted, guys. And I'm sorry. I've been, you know, the last 2 weeks, Memorial Day weekend, Monday, Memorial Day, I did not do a show. I didn't do a show because, you know, I just didn't feel like doing a show. I didn't feel like doing a show last week, and I didn't feel like doing one today. I really didn't. I'm mad. And when I'm angry, I say things I probably shouldn't. But I'm tired. I'm tired of saying it. I'm tired of watching everyone wring their hands and wonder, oh, when is our Savior going to swoop down and give us the answers? You got the frickin' answers.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you got to be smart enough to figure this out on your own. And it's just like I told everyone when I started here, and, you know, I was spreading a lot of stuff, and I was laying it on pretty hot and heavy. You know, a buddy of mine used to tell me, he said, dude, you're like trying to take a drink from a damn fire hydrant. I get that, and I tried to tone it back. But people used to ask me, what's the answer? What do we do? How do we fix it? I can't tell you that. I can't tell you the solution for you. I know what I've chosen to do, and I'm going to stand on it. Whether it gets me in prison, I don't care. I'm standing on it. I gave him the middle finger. And I told him, my money doesn't belong to you. And I will fight you tooth and nail. And
good,
I don't care
you.
If it costs me everything I have. It's not theirs. It doesn't belong to them. And I'll be damned if they're going to give it to some son of a bitch who's
mm-hmm.
right there in bed with them and has no problem with their little agenda. I got a problem with it. And I got a problem with it not for my sake, but for the sake of my kids and my grandchildren. And my grandkids and my great-grandkids are not going to grow up in a society that even knows what the hell Sharia law is, if I have anything to say about it.
I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of people saying, I can't. What do we do? How do we? My God, use your brains. You've got an entire internet at your disposal. And you can collapse their system with words. Could it be any easier? Could it be any simpler than that? Seriously. You can have them chasing their tails like a bunch of damn puppy dogs out in a barnyard with mere words. How hard is that? How hard would it be to develop a code, for God's sakes, to talk about normal things using abnormal words? It would make for a lot of fun, actually, I think. And it sure as hell would keep them busy over at the old NSA, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Among other places. Hell, everybody file your taxes and everybody claim 13 frickin' dependents. You think I'm kidding?
Oh, no. I think it's great.
It's a perfect tax protest because guess what? They're good. Do you realize that when you claim dependents, of course, you have to include their Social Security numbers? Make one up.
Exactly.
If everybody did that, do you know how busy they would be?
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Just busy, busy. Oh, man.
Because it
wow.
would no longer be a matter of just every return breezing right through. No. They'd all have 13 dependents or exemptions claimed. My God, they'd have to examine each one independently. Oh, my God. Crash.
Yep.
They couldn't
that would
get
be
that
funny.
Done in 13 years, much less 13 months.
Yep.
Funny, it would put an end to this nonsense.
Amen.
It's a crack.
Wouldn't
it's
that
a
be
weakness.
Sweet?
It's a crack. It's a weakness. It's something to exploit. And shut this crap down, because if you sit on your butt and wait for Congress to do it, you're going to be sorely disappointed, folks. You will be disappointed. Because they're not going to get it done. What do you have? One lone voice in the Senate? Maybe two?
Yep.
Calling for an abolition of the IRS? Remember back in 08, the debates? Ron Paul said, I want to abolish the IRS, Rudy Giuliani. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, yeah, that's just effing funny, you piece of crap. No, it's not funny. They're raping the American people. And the people they're raping are the people that work for a living. And it is a damn disgrace. And they're all a bunch of frickin' liars. And it's time we started using our brains and beat this. And we can do it, and we don't need the Congress to do it for us. They built the system. We can overload it. I say we use their own tactics against them.
Sounds good to me.
Sorry I get a little worked up, guys, but I'm done with.
Oh, that's okay.
And this is the only
I'm
way
sure
I can see clear to do it.
Yeah, I know. Your frustration speaks loud and clear, and it speaks for a lot of folks out here. I mean, that's a great idea. I like the chemical spray one, too. I like that one. It's awesome. Pig parts.
I'm telling you. Linda, as many blogs and everything else that's out there, you start putting that on Facebook.
Good idea. Awesome.
I'm telling you, it'll go viral, guys. But all it takes, let's make it go viral.
Awesome.
It won't take that many people.
Awesome.
To spread the rumors. And I'm telling you, the Muslims will go, oh, my God, they will have their dashikis in a big wad. I'm here to tell you. Their sheepskins will be, wow. I mean, just so tight they can't get them off quick enough.
Awesome.
Yeah, I still got a damn audience full in the chat room. You know,
awesome.
I cut the show to an hour tonight because I really didn't feel like talking about anything.
I know. It's frustrating.
And I get that way. I get so...
But thanks for doing the show tonight. Yeah, it's great.
I get so aggravated. I don't even want to turn it on. I just want to sit in the chair and look at the blank TV screen.
Oh, God. You gotta
I've already gone. I've already gone through a carafe of Behringer. So.
Wow.
Somebody's got to say it, but I think I had a good idea in there. A couple of them. I think I'm going to put that out from now on. I'm going to start spreading that. I think I need to send that to a few others. And it is time for action. There's no more time to talk about it. But thank you for tuning in, Miss Linda.
Thank you. God bless, and I'll see you guys in the chat room. And tomorrow,
all right,
if Bill wants to do a show, I'm ready. Okay.
We'll talk to you later. God bless.
Okay. Good night. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.